intro.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're talking about this story from Washington State, where there was a ballot initiative that was put forward supposedly simply to raise the minimum age for a long gun purchase from 18 to 20 years. Or actually to 21, which basically disqualifies 18 to 20-year-olds from exercising their Second Amendment. And again, where I grew up, when I grew up, you got your first gun at age 12 and a lecture on gun safety. We didn't have mass shootings where I grew up. Anyway, the reality is this bill, I-1639, would have put in a new system of background checks and other gun controls as well. For one thing, they wanted to create a gun registry for any transfers of commonly owned semi-automatic rifles. They introduced a 10-business-day waiting period on the purchase of semi-automatic rifles. They've imposed criminal liability on otherwise law-abiding gun owners who fail to store their firearms to state standards. In other words, they're going to come in and say, this is how you have to store your firearms. Got to have a gun safe or at least a gun lock. I don't know what the plan here is. And I'm sure the people behind this initiative are already buying stock in the companies that make trigger locks and gun safes here. Basically, it's authorized a $25 fee to be assessed to semi-automatic rifle purchasers. It's basically just a way to try and make purchasing these rifles cost prohibitive. It also mandates training prior to purchase. Now, I got to be very honest, I don't have a problem with that one. I actually think it would be a good idea. I think anybody who wants to get into firearms as a hobbyist, as a hunter, as a target shooter, I think it's very reasonable that they show competency before they get the gun. Just like you have to go through driver ed before you get a driver's license. And I know I'm going to get a lot of nasty emails from the Second Amendment people about this one, but I actually like that idea. Okay, over in Chicago, my goodness, they're having a lot of fun over there. 18 people were shot on Friday, 23 shot on Saturday, and 21 shot yesterday. That's 57 for a single weekend. Thank goodness they've got such strict gun control over there in Chicago. All right, let's turn to some issues of health and safety. Now, people are becoming very concerned about their drinking water. There are now a lot of places in this country where it's actually dangerous to drink the tap water as it comes out of the faucet. Places like Flint, Michigan, where the water mains have corroded and leached into the water. Areas of fracking, where there are fracking chemicals that are coming out of the water. And in states, including Colorado, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, and North Carolina, local water systems have been contaminated with toxic chemicals called PFAS, P-F-A-S, which stands for perfluoroalkyl and perfluoroalkyl substances. And these are artificial chemicals manufactured in a lab. They do not break down in the environment. They last for thousands of years. These are forever chemicals, and they're starting to find, this is in the drinking water as well. More than 30 communities so far. Now, the various water departments around the country test for certain things they expect might be there. Bacterial contamination, lead, metals. They can't test for everything. And the water treatment systems aren't designed to deal with things like, you know, slowly accumulating medications or chemicals. Now, all of this, of course, is good news for the bottled water manufacturers until you realize that in most cases, that bottled water does not come out of that nice natural spring that you see on the front label. It's just ordinary city tap water. It's run through some additional filters and a little additional flavoring. But if there's something in that city water, it's going into that bottle. Okay, out again in California, there's been a case involving noted vaccine rights physician Dr. Bob Sears, and he's being threatened with a loss of license and 3 years of probation. This guy got charged and tried for giving a vaccine exemption to a child with a history of adverse reactions to vaccines. This is a result of Senate Bill 277, which basically took away a parent's right to refuse vaccines for their children for any reason whatsoever. The only remaining legal pathway for refusal is to get a medical exemption from a physician. And this doctor did that, and under the pretext that he did not thoroughly investigate the background of the childhood, the child's medical history, they literally dragged him into court. By golly, you will not stand up to those vaccine makers. Those vaccine makers are our friends. They got oodles and oodles of money over there. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Over in China, it's a different story. They've had a major, major vaccine scandal over there, and more than 40 government officials, including 7 at the provincial level, are being held accountable for these substandard vaccines made at the Changsheng biotech company. And it looks like they're really in a lot of trouble. And Xi Jinping personally oversaw this case and said there's going to be new systems set up to protect the production line and make sure the vaccines are what they're supposed to be and don't contain other chemicals. And you'd think that would be a little bit of good news, but it's being ignored by the corporate media. And the reason for that is really very, very simple. A lot of pharmacies import Chinese medications, including vaccines. When you go on down to that pharmacy on Main Street in your town and you walk on in there, a lot of those products are actually made in China. And there have been issues with Chinese medications being substandard or even containing things that should not be in there. There have been cases where Chinese medications don't actually have the labeled amount of the medicine in the tablets or caplets. China is trying to clean up its act because its vaccine industry has become one of their major industries. And China's unfortunately had a bad image over the years for its intellectual property violations, its problems with the vaccines. And it looks like Xi Jinping is trying to clean up their act. And basically, China's clearly in ascendancy. Even as the U.S. declines, China is continuing to climb despite all of Trump's punitive sanctions here. Story coming on out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Interesting that we don't see this reported here in the U.S., but apparently the current HPV vaccine does not protect against some of the most common forms of the virus. And scientists at the University of Sheffield found the majority of people who tested positive for HPV had strains not covered by the current vaccine. And the government has announced last month, teenage boys will get the human papilloma virus jab from next year. Somehow, I don't think those boys are going to get cervical cancer. Of course, everyone's so confused about being a boy or a girl. Who knows what could happen? Again, back out in California. California politicians are considering a law that would compel all of the state's public universities to dispense abortion pills to students. And they're basically turning the university student health centers into abortion centers, and they think it's progress. So I remember there was a time when even those who supported abortion said it should be rare, and now they're making it available as Tylenol. Now, this is the morning after pill, and I think a lot of people are comfortable with the idea that that soon after conception, that you're not dealing with a sentient, self-aware creature. But again, it's going to encourage sexual promiscuousness, which in turn is going to lead to more sexually transmitted diseases. Now, I understand how sexually active or motivated college kids can be. I remember in my college days. But I think they'd be better off, you know, pushing condoms rather than these morning after pills. So I can imagine taking one of those morning after pills would have to be a traumatic event for the woman, because basically it forces your uterus to spit out everything in there that the pill doesn't like. Getting on back to opioid, apparently opioid overdoses killed a record 72,000 Americans last year, according to the CDC. It's a major, major problem. But the pharmaceutical industry's got to do something with all of that opium coming in from Afghanistan. So let's talk about suspensions and social media. And I'm seeing articles where it's saying social media could actually be in trouble because of this. Because people don't want to think that they're interacting on a platform that is going to basically treat them like a child. Now, the other day, of course, Facebook suspended Telesur, their English channel. And Facebook really couldn't seem to come up with a good reason why they did it. Telesur got the usual boilerplate message from Facebook, you violated our terms of use, but without being specific. Now, is it possible that some government asked Facebook to delete the page and Facebook went along? We certainly know that other social media has openly said, yeah, when China says take down a page, we take it down. Over at InfoWars, their program Real News with David Knight has now been shut down on YouTube. And a second social media giant is now blocking Republican Elizabeth Heng's ad. They are targeting conservatives here. So basically, Elizabeth Heng was raised in Fresno. She's got a good work ethic. She worked at her parents' Asian grocery store as a child. She went to public school, was class valedictorian. Sounds like a really good person. She's running for Congress in California's 16th congressional district. Now, she has a campaign video out there basically talking about the events her parents went through in Cambodia. And her parents succeeded in escaping the communist regime in Cambodia to resettle in California. And it is an amazing video. And basically, Twitter has now banned that, saying it's shocking and too controversial. Well, there's nothing controversial about what Pol Pot did in Cambodia. It's well-documented history. And I think social media has definitely gone over the edge on this thing. And a lot of people are starting to push back. Amazingly enough, Bill Maher, who's as liberal as they come, used a portion of his show to defend Alex Jones' right to freedom of speech. Now, the Trump administration has started to do something here. It's not what you might expect. But basically, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson is accusing Facebook of engaging in housing discrimination. This is according to a complaint filed on Friday. In it, HUD says the social media giant allows landlords and home sellers access to advertising tools that limit which prospective buyers or tenants can view certain online ads based on race, religion, sex, disability, and other characteristics. All of this a clear violation of the Fair Housing Act. So Facebook is in legal trouble for that, and it may just be the opening salvo. Trump is finally coming on out and making comments about social media's abuse of conservative voices and the independent media. apparently, there's been another banning of somebody. There was a former employee of Tesla who took to his Twitter account and basically began posting photos that he claims back up the assertions Tesla has denied. And he's telling other employees, followers, to basically upload photos of what he claimed to be improperly handled cooling tubes, proof of damaged battery cells being reworked and installed in cars that were sold, and apparently a high volume of scrap waste. And Twitter promptly suspended him. Because Twitter is saying that you can't talk about another person without that person's permission. So according to Twitter, you need permission to be a whistleblower from the party you are blowing the whistle on. That makes a lot of sense out there here. Article, this one coming out of Waking Times, talking about the internet kill switch. And this is something that's sort of been in the folk legend going back for almost 20 years, where supposedly the president has a button he can push that would shut down the entire internet. And, of course, shutting down the entire internet would be an economic disaster because of how many businesses are now dependent on it. So the new task is to find ways to filter content the government and corporate media and corporations in general don't like while not touching that part of the internet that is making all kinds of money here. So there is no actual button, if there ever was. But there's certainly all of this banning going on. And Fahrenheit 451 has now become Fahrenheit 404. Story out of Investment Watch blog. Government spying and censorship is the start of widespread book burning. Everyone is guilty of something. Anyone can be silenced. And this article is very much right. What we're seeing going on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube is the modern equivalent of book burning that which we were told was bad when the Nazis were doing it. How dare the Nazis silence dissent? And today, liberals are cheering it. Oh yes, we've just got to shut everything down here. We've got to ban those conservatives here. If we actually have a fair and open debate on the issues, we're going to lose those midterms. So silence those conservative platforms and conservative voices and start rounding up all those illegal immigrants to get them to vote. Another story here from the Daily Mail, and it's reporting that Twitter has started banning a huge number of accounts, and a lot of people are taking to the site to bemoan the loss of hundreds of followers in a single day. So now there's a new hashtag out there in the Twitterverse, hashtag Twitter Purge. And again, that's exactly what it is. It's a purge. It's the hand of tyranny just emerging from the darkness. And that's why I keep saying Republic Broadcasting does need your help. What really happened? Need your help. We're going to fight this one out all the way. We may see lawsuits on this go all the way to the United States Supreme Court on this one. And I want to know, where is Donald Trump on all of this? All right, we're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And one of the areas people need to be aware of is how words are used to try and control us. And right now, there are three trigger terms that are designed to stop critical thinking. Now, the first one is an oldie but a goodie. The CIA came up with it all the way back after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Conspiracy theorists. And it's rather overused. And if you really think about it, it's simply somebody who's trying to understand what's going on and is willing to look at uncomfortable facts. Now, conspiracy is a real thing. There's even a law against it. But conspiracy theorist has been seen as dismissive, a way of getting rid of people with embarrassing questions without having to actually answer them. Now, the second one is the label alt, and it's being used as an adjective for sentiments that supposedly do not fit with the accepted status quo, ideas outside of the box. It actually may go all the way back to the early days of the Unix operating system, in the days before web browsers and everything, to a system called Usenet, which was a community news posting site. where you could put up articles and you could read other people's articles, and there were Usenet servers all over the place. And there was a separate section for content that parents might find objectionable for their children, and it was called the alt hierarchy. And you'd have these news groups like alt, duct tape, furry things, whatever. And that may be the origin of the use of alt, because it had a negative connotation. Oh, you're over in the alt hierarchy. What are you doing over there? So, and of course, this new one, which is hate speech, this has become a favorite of politicians and news commentators, because what could be more dangerous than hate? But there's a problem with that. Hate speech is not the same thing as a hate crime. Speech is just that, speech. And the idea of trying to criminalize hate speech, it becomes an issue when you realize that the government gets to decide what is hate speech. And anybody who's out there trying to tell the truth in a government of liars can be accused of hate speech and demonized. Another article, this one out of Richie Allen, on how political correctness is totalitarianism on steroids and will be the death of free speech if we let it. And he's trying to get on out there and sound the alarm that political correctness really is an attempt to trick people into self-censoring. I have a concern about this candidate. Oh, don't say that. You'll offend them. Everybody's just triggered by possible offense. In fact, story that just got put up here, Frontier Airlines suspended a pilot in connection with a social media comment on a transgender student. So political correctness has literally reworked our society, where people are genuinely afraid to say what's on their mind. And it is insidious, because people think that's what they're supposed to do. And you're not. That's why we have a First Amendment, so you can get on out there, peacefully assemble, discuss what's going on, and petition the government for redress of grievances. And everybody's got a different opinion. And you cannot have free speech and an offense-free environment at the same time. It's impossible. No matter what you say, there's going to be somebody on earth who is offended by it. Usually it's going to be the liberals, because part of their self-image is being offended at everything. I'm offended at that. Those shoes don't go with that shirt. I'm offended by that. We have to have the courage to speak out, say what's on our mind. And if somebody comes up and says, I'm offended by that, say, okay, be offended. Like that Australian comedian, nothing happens to you when you're offended. Just say, be offended. I don't care. That's part of political correctness, that we're supposed to be obsessed with other people's feelings at the expense of our own freedoms. I'm not going along with that one. I try and be gentle and diplomatic and polite, but I'm going to speak what's on my mind. And if you're offended by something I've said, too bad. Because I refuse to surrender my freedom of speech. I refuse to give up that First Amendment. Because if we lose that First Amendment, if they succeed in taking away our freedom of speech, we are in serious, serious, serious trouble as a nation. And we seem to be heading into that right now, where between the deplatforming of those of us who are willing to speak our mind, coupled with this cultural Marxism called political correctness, the American people don't realize they're being swindled out of one of the most basic rights that they have. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Facebook is in trouble in another way. And this is a potentially a lot more serious than violating the Fair Housing Act. Apparently, Facebook has been fudging their numbers to their advertisers. And there was a lawsuit filed last Wednesday basically saying that Facebook deliberately misled advertisers on its platform by claiming it had a far larger audience size in U.S. cities and states than it really does. So they got caught on that. And by the way, it's not the first time it's happened. All of these social media corporations have been accused of rigging the numbers and overstating their reach in order to drive their advertising prices up. But now Facebook is getting sued for that, and I think that would be a really good thing. Okay, now, do you remember the Prenda Law piracy scheme? Prenda basically made about $3 million from the scheme. And the way it worked is the lawyers for this law firm would upload copyrighted porn onto public websites, wait for it to be downloaded, and then sue the people who downloaded it for copyright infringement. And it was a scam, and they got caught doing it. And Paul Hainsmeyer has pled guilty to charges of wire fraud and money laundering for his part in the Prenda piracy scheme. And his guilty plea is part of an agreement that will ensure he does not receive a prison sentence longer than 150 months. Well, a lot can happen in 150 months. I think that possibly all those people who got wrongfully sued ought to be suing Prenda. Now, here's an interesting story. It basically involves a teenage hacker who was able to break into Apple's secured servers. And basically, Apple contacted the FBI. The FBI then passed the case to the Australian Federal Police Force, where they later tracked down this teenager and found software that had enabled the hacking. It's funny the way they phrase that. It makes it sound like he didn't write it. He just bought it off the dark web. But the AFP raided the teen's family home in Melbourne and seized two laptops, a mobile phone, and a hard drive. And court documents said the teenage hacker stored 90 gigabytes of Apple secured files and customer accounts in a folder titled Hacky Hacky Hack. Now, how did they find this nefarious criminal? Was it the work of the FBI or the AFP or even Apple? No. This kid was bragging about what he was doing on WhatsApp, and somebody just spotted it there. Now, if you're using your computer or even just your smartphone on a regular basis here, you already know we're living in a season of just uncontrolled scams and fraud all over the place here. And apparently there's one that was out a few years ago. It's making the rounds again. And what it is you look at a website and all of a sudden there's this authoritative, insistent male voice saying, you know, you've got to log in immediately. Your computer's compromised. We're going to fix it. And it just keeps repeating over and over and over again. And part of the warning is if you disconnect this, you will be disconnected from the internet as a threat to our servers. And it is a scam. And the way that you spot it's a scam, and this is a good rule of thumb, look at the email address that whatever you're being asked to fill out is being sent to. And if it doesn't say the appropriate party, the bank or Microsoft or whatever, you're dealing with a scam. And we see dozens and dozens of these every week. Now, last week, early in the week, the FBI warned of a possible worldwide mass hacking plot that could have millions drawn from bank accounts. Well, apparently the hack did happen, and one wonders how it is the FBI knew it was going to happen but didn't have enough information to stop it. But apparently the hackers managed to steal $13 million from ATMs across 28 countries. The cyber criminals infected cash machines of India-based Cosmos Bank with malware, which allowed them to approve transactions and access client accounts. Fake credit cards were then used to drain the cash from the machines. So this is a highly choreographed fraud scheme known as ATM jackpotting. And again, how is it the FBI knew this was going to happen, but not enough information to stop it here? Over at Apple, they have removed thousands of apps in compliance with the Chinese government. And apparently most of these apps involve online gambling, which is something that China does not wish to see become a problem in their country. And a lot of people are starting to say that there is an issue here where governments in one country are issuing directives to these large multinational corporations that are in effectively changing the behavior of computers in other parts of the world. They're affecting all of us. Now, I'm not a big fan of online gambling. I don't allow that on my website. But it is an issue. And how do you enforce the gambling laws in some states? Here in the United States, gambling is illegal in pretty much every state except Nevada and New Jersey. I mean, California allows poker clubs, where you go and play poker against each other. You know, gambling addiction is a really nasty thing, and I got to see it up close and personal when I worked as an entertainer in Las Vegas. And that entire town is basically a giant Skinner box that uses what's called intermittent reinforcement, meaning a cash payout, to keep people coming back and just pumping that money into the machines. Okay. Now, here's a little bit of good news. Michigan has just passed a bill that bans the National Security Agency's intrusive data collection practices. It prohibits law enforcement and state agencies from turning over personal data to the federal government without due process. They're calling it the Fourth Amendment Rights Protection Act, and it's basically going to go into effect next month after it passed the Michigan State Legislature with overwhelming support and only one no vote. And the bill states its purpose is to prohibit this state and certain other governmental agents, employees, and entities in the state from assisting a federal agency in obtaining certain forms of data without a warrant, and to prohibit certain uses of certain data collected without a warrant. Now, enforcement's probably going to be a problem because the NSA is already tied into the phone and computer systems, but at least Michigan is trying to make a stand on principle. In an age where the federal government has become openly disdainful of the Bill of Rights. Okay, apparently over in Italy, they're getting a little bit nervous. There have been a lot of quakes around the Mount Vesuvius area, including one that hit 5.2, which struck in the central region of Molise. And people are concerned that Vesuvius could erupt again. It's not extinct. It's dormant, but it's not extinct. Another little interesting story. This is about apparently there has been a series of thefts of invaluable Chinese art going all the way back to the Ming Dynasty is basically being looted from galleries all across Europe. And suspicions are beginning to arise that this is private Chinese billionaires are paying for this. Remember the X-37B, that little robotic mini space shuttle the military has? It's been in space pretty much for a year now, and nobody knows what it's doing up there. But it obviously has got a really wonderful power supply. We don't know if it deploys solar panels from inside its cargo bay or if it's running on a nuclear reactor. I would tend to think, given that this is a military project, it's probably the latter one. But that's up there, and it's doing whatever it is that it does. All right, so let's talk some local news here. Down on the Big Island, the volcano Kilauea appears to have slowed down. They're still calling it a pause. They're hoping it's going to last. The USGS has lowered the alert and warnings for both the summit and fissure 8 from warning to simply watch. And that's a really good sign. Now, over at Volcanoes National Park, they're saying it's going to be a while until they can reopen the park. Now, that's bad news for Volcano Village, which really depends on tourism dollars to survive, and they've taken a major, major crushing hit during this eruption. But the people who run the park are saying they're not going to reopen it until they know that everything is perfectly safe. Now, Volcanoes National Park basically covers that Kilauea Summit and Hele Mau Mau and a couple of other small things. But you can still tour the other volcanoes down what's called Chain of Craters Roads. And, of course, I don't know what condition it's in after this last eruption. But they want to be basic. They want to be safe. They want to know it's safe before they let people back in there. Now, last week I mentioned we had a hurricane in our neighborhood yet again, Hurricane Lane. and it looked like it was going to miss us to the south by an even wider margin than the previous hurricane. But now they're saying this storm is going to take a northwest turn. And as of right now, both Kauai and Oahu are now in what they call the cone of uncertainty, which is the possibility of error on either side of the predicted track. Now, my estimation is it's probably actually going to sail between Kauai and Oahu, but we'll still get a lot of wind and rain from that. All right, let's take a phone call now from Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. I don't want to bore you with Canadian stuff, but you're talking about words being used as weapons these days. There's a politician here in Canada who's getting in hot water for a couple of tweets that he did. He's talking about mm-hmm. this statue of John A. Macdonald being removed from the front of the legislature in Victoria, British Columbia. And John A. Macdonald is like the Canadian version of George Washington. He didn't cut down any cherry trees or anything like that, but
Well, neither did George. That was just campaign propaganda.
Probably. But he did, he made a point that, you know, John A. Macdonald, in the time of when he was around, was basically taking orders from the British Crown because Canada wasn't quite a country yet. And a lot of the segregation and schools for the Aboriginals, sure, it's an issue and it's a dark history, but instead of removing the statue, they could just put the plaque or rename the plaque or change the wording on it to include his dark side too, instead of all the good things like helping found Canada. So this Maxime Bernier, his name is Maxime, not Maxine. He's a conservative. And he's also saying, you know, at the same time they're pulling down a statue of John A. Macdonald, they're renaming a park in another part of Canada after the founder of Pakistan. And he said the founding of Pakistan led to 1 million deaths. And so, of course, all the liberals just jumped on him. I mean, this guy, politicians are citizens, too. They've got, you know, they've got the right to speak their mind. And sure, they represent their party and so forth. But it's just becoming out of control. And he said this is, another example of extreme liberal multiculturalism.
Yeah.
And there's also another thing today. Our version of the NFL here in Canada, it's called the CFL, the Canadian Football League. But they have their opening games, and it's called Diversity is Our Strength Day. And everyone's wearing these, you know, T-shirts saying diversity is our strength. They're just force-feeding this stuff on us.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I'd weigh in on that.
Well, we're being force-fed this stuff. Soros is not ready to give up, even though he's been kicked out of Hungary now. And they're still pushing for this one world government, one world private central bank model.
Yeah, I think Justin Trudeau is really in trouble. I think a lot of Canadians have just had we were too far to the right before when we had, what's his face there? I can't remember his name. But this guy, he's off the rails. He's, you know, worse than Hillary Clinton would be. Just everything he does is, he's just kind of a butt kisser to, you know, nobody in Canada agrees with anything he says now. So they're mm-hmm. going to try and call an election early, they think, because the Conservatives haven't picked a real leader yet. So they think maybe they can sort of force their way in and call a snap election, which is something we have here in our country. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'll let you get on with the show.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. And you're right. Sometimes liberalism just seems to have, you know, gone nuts here, and they are pushing this multicultural agenda. At the same time, they're trying to tear down our existing history and replace it with something new, multiculturalism. And of course, liberals are always going to be upset no matter what you do. And frankly, my advice is don't try and make a liberal happy. You're just going to annoy them. You're just going to annoy them. Okay, NASA is hopeful that the rover Opportunity is going to wake up in the near future. The Martian dust storm is pretty much all over. And the big issue is how much electricity is left in the rover's batteries, how much dust is there on the solar panels. They're still hoping that they're going to be able to get that ship back. So we wish them a lot of luck on that one as well, because I've sat in those consoles and I know what it feels like. And Opportunity and Spirit have done great work. They lasted a lot longer than they were supposed to. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercial, back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today on this Monday here. And over the weekend, the Ring of Fire really seems to have gotten very active. Now, the USGS is out there saying, no, this is just, you know, random occurrence. But the Ring of Fire had 53 major earthquakes in a 24-hour period, including this monster 8.2 that hit out near Fiji. So all kinds of things going on out there, and nature's showing who is the boss here. Over in Genoa, they've finally completed searching for all the bodies in the wreckage of that collapsed bridge, and the death count stands at 43. And now they have to basically clean it up. And meanwhile, of course, there are repercussions going back and forth about how the bridge was not being maintained, how even before it collapsed, it looked like it was dilapidated and in bad condition. Some are saying it should have been renovated years ago. Others are saying the renovation was too much. It should have been condemned and taken down. But nothing was done while the politicians argued back and forth. And now there has been this catastrophe. It's going to cost them a lot more money to clean up that mess, all that damage down in the rail yard, than it would have been to, you know, bolster the bridge. Now, bridges do have finite lifespans. They're designed to last a certain number of years, and they can be designed to last a very, very long time, but they must have proper upkeep. And I'll give you a good example. It would be the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Most people don't know this, but there is a crew always working on that bridge that goes starts at one end of the bridge, and they knock out every single rivet and put a brand new one in. And they just keep doing that over and over and over until they get to the other end of the bridge. Then they come back and they start all over again. So no corroded, aging rivets in the bridge. And by the way, they'll sell those older rivets in various shops around San Francisco. Makes a great souvenir here, or at least they used to. France is concerned that they have 840 bridges at a risk of collapse. Apparently, somebody did an audit, and Emmanuel Macron is being condemned by his government after this report that came on out after the Genoa collapse, saying that there 7% of France's structures, 840 bridges in all, are also at risk of collapse. And there are some bridges here in the United States that people are expressing concern about. But nobody can come up with the money to fix them because governing is choosing. Governing is prioritizing. And it's more important for us to buy bombs and bullets and destroy other people's countries so that we'll be great even with collapsed bridges. Kevin Spacey's Billionaires Boys Club opened. They took in a grand total of $126 at the box office opening night. That's 126. Not thousands, not millions, $126. So apparently Kevin Spacey's naughty past has caught up with him. Here's some music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know, especially this issue about social media deplatforming conservative voices, because it's an attack on our very democracy. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite. extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.